Nevada Driver Handbook, Chapter 3, Driving Safely, Getting Ready to Drive. Before you start the engine, adjust the driver's seat so you can reach the controls comfortably and can see. Make sure the windshield and windows are clean. Buckle up and make sure your passengers do too. Check your attitude. Are you calm and in control of yourself? Check the rear and side mirrors and make sure they are properly adjusted. When you turn on the engine, check fuel level and warning lights. Adjust the volume on your stereo system. Can you hear normal traffic sounds? If not, reduce the volume so you can hear them. If needed, turn on headlights, turn signals, and windshield wipers. Before you move your vehicle, stop, look, and listen for traffic, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Tire safety. Prior to entering the vehicle using a tire pressure gauge, check tire pressure using the recommended pounds per square inch located in the vehicle owner's manual or the driver's side door jamb of the vehicle. If needed, adjust your PSI to the recommended level. Once every month or before you go on a long road trip, check your tires for wear and damage problems. One easy way to check for wear is by using the penny test. Take a penny and hold Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. Select a point on your tire where the tread appears to be lowest and place Lincoln's head into one of the grooves. If any part of Lincoln's head is covered by the tread, you're driving with the safe amount of tread. If your tread gets below that, your car's ability to grip the road in adverse conditions is greatly reduced. The rules of the road. The rules of the road are the traffic laws and driving practices that mean safe driving for all of us. These rules include signs, signals, and highway markings, right-of-way, controlling speed, freeway driving, stopping, signaling, turning, lane changes and passing, and parking. Signs, signals, and highway markings are used alone and in combination to control traffic and make safe driving easier. Signs, signals, and markings. Signs. Signs have three purposes. They regulate, warn, and inform. The shapes and colors of highway signs have special meanings. This helps you understand the message quickly. Standard colors. Red means no, do not, or stop. Green, direction or guidance. Yellow or yellow-green, general warning. White, regulatory law or rule. Orange, road construction or repair warning. Blue, driver services such as food and lodging. And brown, recreation and scenic area information. Standard shapes. Octagon, 8 sides, means stop. Diamond, warning. Rectangle, traffic regulations or directions to drivers. Inverted triangle, yield right-of-way. Pennant, no passing. Pentagon with 5 sides, school zones and school crossings. Circle, railroad crossing ahead. A crossbuck, the actual railroad crossing. And a shield is a route marker. Stop signs mean you must come to a full stop behind the stop sign at the crosswalk or stop line. If your view of the cross street is blocked, slowly move forward to determine when it is safe to proceed. If no signs or markings exist, you must slow down and stop if necessary at the point nearest the intersection where you have a view of approaching traffic on the through highway. Give right-of-way to pedestrians and to any cross traffic before moving forward. At a four-way stop, you must wait for other vehicles already in the intersection. Allow vehicles that reach the intersection before you to go first. Wait your turn. Yield signs mean the same as stop signs, except you may proceed without coming to a full stop if it is safe to do so. You must slow down as you approach the intersection and give the right-of-way to pedestrians and through traffic. Regulatory signs are rectangular and have a white background. They inform you of traffic laws and regulations. You must obey these signs. Warning signs are yellow, diamond-shaped with black letters and symbols. They tell you there are special conditions or hazards ahead. Railroad crossing signs warn you that you need to slow down and may have to stop for a train. The crossbuck marks the actual location of the train tracks. You should look both ways when approaching the crossing and always stay clear of the tracks when a train is approaching. Route signs and markers are usually shaped like a shield, but there are different shapes and colors. These signs show U.S. interstate and state route numbers. Construction and maintenance signs are used to notify drivers of possible danger in or near work areas. Most signs used in highway and street work areas are diamond-shaped. Cones, drums, and barricades are used to alert you and to guide you safely through work zones. For night work, they may be equipped with warning lights. When used, you must slow down and follow the direction of the posted signs and any construction flaggers who may be present. Violations in construction and work zones result in increased traffic fines. Signals. Traffic signals control traffic at intersections. Combinations of traffic and pedestrian signals, signs, pavement markings, and other traffic control devices may be used in some situations. When traffic control lights are not working, you must come to a full stop before proceeding through the intersection. After yielding to pedestrians and other vehicles that have already stopped or are in the intersection, you may proceed with caution. A red light means stop. You must come to a complete stop before you reach the intersection. Stop your vehicle behind the crosswalk or stop line. If there is no stop line or crosswalk, stop before entering the intersection. Remain stopped until the light turns green. Where not prohibited by signs, a right turn may be made on a red light after coming to a complete stop. Signal for a right turn, then turn when motor and pedestrian traffic is clear and it is safe to proceed. A yellow light means caution. A steady yellow light is a warning that the light will be turning red. If you have not entered the intersection, you must stop. If you are already in the intersection, you should continue moving and clear it safely. Do not speed up to beat the light. A green light means go. You may proceed through an intersection in the direction indicated by the signal if the road is clear. Make sure you look right and left for oncoming traffic. A flashing red light means that you must come to a full stop. You may go only when the road is clear and you have the right of way. The signal has the same meaning as a stop sign. A flashing yellow light means you may go ahead, but proceed with caution. A red arrow means you cannot make the movement shown by the arrow. The red arrow may be shown alone or with another signal. Unless entering the intersection to make a movement allowed by another signal, drivers facing a red arrow must stop. A yellow arrow means the signal is going to change to red and warns you to clear the intersection. A flashing yellow arrow means you must yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. You may complete the turn when it is safe to do so. A green arrow means you may go in the direction shown by the arrow, but you must yield to pedestrians, bicycles, and traffic already in the intersection. When a green arrow is showing, the turn is protected from other traffic. You may make a left turn at a red light only when you are turning from a one-way street onto another one-way street that has traffic moving to the left. You must signal, come to a complete stop, and yield right-of-way to pedestrians and all other traffic that is moving as directed by the signal. You may make these turns unless a sign, arrow, or police officer directs you not to turn. Pedestrian crossing. Pedestrians crossing at an intersection must also obey traffic signals. A red light means do not cross unless a pedestrian signal or police officer directs otherwise. A yellow light means caution. It warns you the light is changing from green to red. The purpose of the yellow light is to allow vehicles already in the intersection to proceed safely. Pedestrians facing a yellow light must not start across the street unless a crosswalk signal or police officer directs them. A green light means you may go straight ahead, turn right, or turn left unless a sign forbids the turn. Pedestrians facing a green light may cross the intersection unless a pedestrian signal or police officer directs otherwise. If a crosswalk is marked, pedestrians are to use the marked area. Pedestrians facing a green turn arrow are not to cross unless a pedestrian signal or police officer directs them to do so. Walk and don't walk signals. Walk, don't walk signals are special stop-and-go lights for pedestrians. If these signals are in place, pedestrians are to obey them. This may also be indicated by a lighted pedestrian figure or hand symbol in the signal. Walk means pedestrians facing the signal may cross the street or highway in the direction of the signal. Don't walk if flashing means the signal is changing. Pedestrians may not start across the roadway. However, if you are partly across when this begins flashing, you may continue to the sidewalk or safety island. Don't walk if constant means pedestrians are not to cross. Both drivers and pedestrians are responsible for safe use of our roadways. Drivers should always be prepared to yield to pedestrians. Did you know more than 60% of pedestrians killed in Nevada during 2015 were killed mid-block of an intersection? Highway markings. Like signs, highway markings warn, regulate, and inform. Markings are white and yellow, and each type of line has a special meaning. Broken or dashed white lines are used to mark traffic lanes on roads which have more than one lane moving in the same direction. You should drive within these lanes and not straddle the lines. Passing is permitted when it is safe to do so. Solid white lines are used in several ways. When solid white lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction, do not change lanes or pass. The only exception to this is a white line separating a high-occupancy vehicle lane, HOV lane, on a freeway. An HOV is a carpool of two or more people. You may cross to enter or exit the HOV lane. A solid white line is also used to mark the edge of the highway, as well as the boundary between a travel lane and a highway shoulder. Yellow lines separate lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. Broken or dashed yellow lines mean you may pass when it is safe to do so. Solid yellow lines indicate you are not to cross over or pass. A solid yellow line is also used to mark the left edge on multi-lane highways. Double yellow lines mean you cannot pass if the lanes on your side are solid. Crosswalk lines are marked by solid white lines or various patterns. Always stop your vehicle before the crosswalk. At some intersections, especially in small towns or residential areas, crosswalks may not be marked. You must still yield to pedestrians in the intersection. Stop lines are the wide white lines painted across a traffic lane where you must stop before you enter the intersection. You should be able to see traffic coming from all directions. Dotted white lines may either indicate an extension of a lane line through an intersection or may indicate exit-only lanes on a freeway. Center lanes for left turns appear on many streets and roads. Most are marked on each side by solid yellow and broken yellow lines. You may cross these lines only to make a left turn onto or from the highway. These are not travel lanes and may not be used for passing. You may not travel more than 200 feet in a center turn lane before making a left-hand turn, and you may not travel more than 50 feet in a center turn lane after making a left-hand turn onto the highway before merging with traffic. Nevada Revised Statute 484B.223. Railroad crossings. Traffic control systems for railroad crossings may include signals, signs, lights, and markings. When you see the round railway crossing sign, slow down, be ready to stop, and remember to look both ways, even if there is no stop sign or signal that a train is coming. If there is a stop sign at the crossing, you must stop. If a train is coming, you must stop at least 15 feet from the tracks. Even if there is no stop signal and no train is coming, passenger buses and trucks carrying flammable or dangerous materials must stop. Do not shift gears while crossing the tracks. If you are stopped at a crossing where there is more than one set of tracks, wait until you have a clear view in both directions before you start across. Trains cannot stop in time to miss cars. It is difficult to accurately judge the speed of a moving train. A crossbuck sign indicates the location of a train crossing and means you must yield to trains. If a gate is lowered, you may not proceed around it even if no train is visible. If the signal lights are flashing, you must stop. You may proceed if no train is visible or it is safe to cross. If you get stuck on the tracks, leave your vehicle immediately and notify local law enforcement or railroad authorities. Never park your vehicle within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad. School areas. Traffic controls in school zones may include a combination of signs, signals, markings, and school crossing guards. Violating the direction of a school crossing guard is a misdemeanor in the state of Nevada. If a crossing guard is present in a school zone crosswalk, motorists must wait until the guard is completely out of the crosswalk before proceeding. In school zones, the speed limit is either 15 or 25 miles per hour. These speed limits are in effect on school days from half an hour before school begins to half an hour after school ends, unless otherwise posted. Some areas may use flashing yellow lights to tell you when the speed limit is in effect. These lights may be turned off during hours students are actually in classes. If so, the speed limit then reverts to that posted for non-school hours. Signs and signals clearly show these speed limits and either designate the hours when the speed limit is in effect or state that the speed limit is in effect when children are present. Nevada law prohibits the operator of a vehicle from making a U-turn in a school zone, except when there are no children present, it is a day when no school is in session, on school days from a half hour after school ends to a half hour before the next school session begins, or when the signs or lights designate that the school zone is currently not in effect. Slow down and watch for children. Right-of-way. Right-of-way rules help traffic move smoothly through intersections. They emphasize courtesy, common sense, and cooperation. Failure to yield the right-of-way is the leading cause of accidents in Nevada. Generally, right-of-way means the right of one vehicle to go before another one. This term also applies to pedestrians and bicycle riders. Nevada law does not really give anyone the right-of-way. It only says who must yield. Even when you may legally have the right-of-way, you must do everything possible to avoid an accident. At an intersection where there are no traffic signs or signals, the vehicle on your right should usually go first. If you have the right-of-way and others yield it to you, proceed through the intersection with caution. A vehicle already in the intersection has the right-of-way over others just getting there. A vehicle going straight ahead that is already in the intersection has the right-of-way over one turning left. After yielding and properly signaling, the vehicle turning left then has the right-of-way. Vehicles entering a main road from a minor road, private road, or driveway must yield the right-of-way to all traffic on the main road and to pedestrians. Other right-of-way rules are: the right-of-way must be given to emergency vehicles approaching from any direction when they are sounding a siren or using their flashing lights. You must immediately drive to the right side of the road, clear of any intersection, and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. At a four-way stop, the driver reaching the intersection first gets to go first after stopping completely. When entering a freeway, yield the right-of-way to traffic on the freeway. You may enter only when it is safe to do so. Yield the right-of-way to bicyclists riding on a bike path or lane. And yield to funeral processions and let the vehicles with headlights on pass as a group. Pedestrian right-of-way rules. Pedestrians in crosswalks and at intersections have the right-of-way over vehicles. Although pedestrians have the right-of-way in a crosswalk and at intersections, vehicles don't always stop. Before you step off the curb, make certain cars in both directions have stopped. Don't put yourself or anyone else in the position for a potential crash. A blind person who is on foot and using a guide dog or other service animal, or is carrying a white cane or walking stick, has the right-of-way on a highway, street, or road in this state. A driver must yield the right-of-way, come to a full stop if necessary, and take precautions before proceeding to avoid accident or injury. Nevada Revised Statutes 484B.290. Controlling speed. Nevada has a basic rule for driving at a reasonable or proper speed. This means that, in addition to any posted speed limits, you must consider the amount and type of traffic, the weather and the distance you can see, the condition of the road surface, that is, whether it is dry, wet, icy, or snow-covered, and the type of road, whether it is flat and straight or steep and curvy, whether it is wide or narrow. It also means you are never to drive at a speed that endangers you or anyone else. Depending on conditions, the safe speed may be considerably less than the posted limit. Did you know driving too slowly can also be unsafe? Not only can this cause traffic to stack up, it may also cause other drivers to become impatient and attempt passing when it is not safe. When there are two or more lanes of traffic moving in the same direction, slower traffic must move to the right and allow other drivers to pass. Examples of speed limits in Nevada: 15 miles per hour, school zones. 25 miles per hour, business and residential areas and school zones. 35 or 45 miles per hour, reduced speed areas going into towns. 55 and 65 miles per hour, urban freeways and rural highways. 70 plus miles per hour, rural interstate freeways. Remember, speed limits are set for normal driving conditions. When bad weather makes it hard to see or makes the road slick, you need to adjust your speed. Most people who speed do so to save time. Let's look at how much or how little time is actually saved. To travel 5 miles at 70 miles per hour takes 4 minutes, 17 seconds. Savings over 60 miles per hour is 43 seconds. At 60 miles per hour, traveling 5 miles takes 5 minutes. Savings over 55 miles per hour is 27 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, to travel 5 miles takes 5 minutes, 27 seconds. To travel 15 miles, at 70 miles per hour, it takes 12 minutes, 51 seconds. Savings over 60 miles per hour is 2 minutes, 9 seconds. At 60 miles per hour, traveling 15 miles takes 15 minutes. Savings over 55 miles per hour is 1 minute, 22 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, traveling 15 miles takes 16 minutes and 22 seconds. The next time you speed, ask yourself, why am I in a hurry? Does it really matter? Is it worth endangering myself and others? And consider, if you are stopped and given a ticket, it will cost you both time and money. Freeway driving. Freeways are usually our safest roads. Access is limited, traffic moves in the same direction without stops, and there are no intersections, sharp curves, traffic signals, or railroad crossings. Even so, you need good driving knowledge, skills, and attitudes to get to your destination safely. Before you start, plan your route. If you are not sure of the way, study a map. Know the entrances and exits you will need to take. Also, check your gas gauge. Entering a freeway. Be sure you are using the on-ramp when you enter the freeway. Signs will say do not enter and wrong way if you have made a mistake. Using the merge or acceleration lane, look for an opening in traffic, use your turn signal, and accelerate to at or near the speed of freeway traffic. Do not stop before merging unless absolutely necessary. A stop can mean a slow and dangerous start into fast-moving traffic and can affect traffic behind you. As you enter from a merging lane, you must yield to traffic already on the freeway. If you are already traveling on the freeway, watch for merging traffic and adjust your speed to allow safe and smooth mergers. Driving speeds are frequently faster on freeways than on other highways, even though they may have the same posted speed limits. This is because there are fewer stop-and-go situations. Stay with the flow of traffic. Freeways have several lanes in each direction. On these roads, you should leave the extreme left lane for faster traffic. Remember, lane hopping is always dangerous, annoys other drivers, increases the risk of accidents, and seldom saves time. Stay alert. Be prepared for rapid changes in road conditions and traffic flow. Search much farther down the road, at least 20 to 30 seconds. Watch traffic all around you. Be aware of other drivers who are changing lanes, passing, or slowing down. Use your mirrors and look quickly over your shoulder before changing lanes. Use your turn signals to let other drivers know your plans and watch for their signals. Ramp meters and high occupancy vehicle or HOV lanes. If a freeway entrance is equipped with ramp meters and they are switched on, you must pull up to the stop line and stop on red. Be alert, the signal will change more rapidly than a signal at an intersection. Wait for the green light. When the light turns green, proceed along the ramp and merge onto the freeway safely. Some freeway entrance ramps have more than one travel lane, and each lane is controlled by its own ramp meter. Motorists are encouraged to use both lanes and abide by the ramp meter signal controlling their lane of travel. Some metered freeway ramps have high occupancy vehicle or HOV bypass lanes, also known as carpool lanes. These lanes are marked with a diamond on the pavement and are not metered. If you are in a carpool of two or more people, you may use the HOV ramp meter bypass lane without stopping. Exiting a freeway. Most freeway exits have a special lane for you to use before you reach the exit ramp. Avoid slowing down on the freeway itself. Wait until you are in the deceleration lane. Then slow gradually until your speed matches the posted exit ramp speed. Look ahead for signs telling you about the exit you want and the lane you need to use. Check in front, behind, and to the side for traffic. Signal and move into the proper lane a mile or more before the exit. Most exits are numbered to help you quickly spot the one you want to take. These numbers are also usually listed on the major freeway signs. If you missed the exit ramp, never turn around or back up. Go to the next exit, get back on the freeway in the opposite direction, and return to the exit you want. A graphic. One text or call could wreck it all. Park the phone before you drive. Visit distraction.gov.